This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional Special. Today, we continue our current series in the Daily Devotional Special series. And the series is simply titled, Resolving Conflict. And today we're at part 16. And on today's message, we're looking at Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and verse 31 and 32, and it says this. Are you ready for this? It says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. When we're angry, when we're frustrated, when we're in conflict, when we are arguing with each other, as often we do, these things rear their ugly heads quite often. How often have you been in a situation where you've been in conflict with someone? And you've been about to say something that you know is going to hurt, and you're thinking, shall I say it? And then before you know it, those words have come flying out of your mouth, and they have devastated the other person. And you've done it for effect. You've done it for a reason. You've done it because you want to hurt. You've done it because you want to cause damage, because that is how you are feeling. Yesterday I was watching a movie, and that movie is called Unbroken, and it was directed by Angelina Jolie, and I'm not sure if it's her first movie that she's directed, but it was brilliant. And it was the story of this man who during or just before the war was an Olympic runner, and then he joined the forces when the Second World War started. He joined the forces and was stationed in the South Pacific, where he was a rear gunner on an aircraft. And their aircraft was brought down in the South Pacific. And there were 11 men on board, and only three of them survived. And those three men survived in a dinghy for 33 days until one of the men sadly died. And there was just two of them left, the hero and the pilot. After 49 days at sea in a dinghy, they were found. And they were found by a Japanese warship. And when they were found, they were immediately incarcerated and were given terrible conditions. They were then taken to a prisoner of war camp in Tokyo, where their treatment was so bad. And Angelina Jolie, the director, spent a lot of time showing what pain and suffering these guys went through. In one of the scenes, and this was true because it was in Wikipedia, I read it. This is a true story about this man. And one of the scenes, because this hero had been not conforming to the way the Japanese wanted him to conform, the Japanese commander demanded that every single soldier, every single prisoner, hit this man, punch this man in the face. And there were over 300 of them. This was the treatment he was getting. And this treatment continued some more, until they were liberated in 1945, just after April of 1945. And the film ends with this man being returned to his mother and father and his brother. But then I went to Wikipedia to read about this man's life. And it was amazing what I read. In 1949, oh, by the way, I've forgotten to tell you one thing. When he was in this dinghy on the water, whilst he was in that dinghy, he prayed and said, "Lord, if you make me survive, if I survive this, I will dedicate the rest of my life to you." Well, after the war, he'd forgotten that and he got married, and his wife went to a Billy Graham crusade where she committed her heart to Christ and she became born again. And on the urging of his wife and her friend, he also went to a Billy Graham crusade where he remembered his promise in the dinghy in the South Pacific, and he committed his heart to Christ. And he became a great evangelist, working all around the world. And in 1950, he went back to Japan, to a prison where a lot of the war criminals were. And he came face to face with some of his guards. And he hugged them and he forgave them for what they had done. And because of what he did, those Japanese war criminals, many of them committed their hearts to Christ because of that. You see, that lives out exactly what this is. Get rid of all bitterness and rage and anger and harsh words and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. You see, it would have been so easy for him to want to be revengeful. But this man said that revenge, there is no part of revenge in my life. There is only forgiveness. Paul goes on to say, instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. And when Paul says get rid of it, he's saying it for a reason. He's not saying get rid of anger and bitterness and rage and harsh words and slander. He's not saying it as though it's the easiest thing in the world to do, but he's saying it because it's possible. If you thought that because you are angry and you've got a rage inside you, and you're bitter, and you thought, I can't get rid of it, I don't know how to get rid of it, then the first thing I would advise you to do is to listen to the Hour One Nugget. If you missed it today, listen to the Hour One Nugget. Because during the Hour One Nugget, I was talking about renewing your mind. And that is something God does. But you can get rid of this. You can get rid of bitterness. You can get rid of rage. You can get rid of anger. You can rid yourself of harsh words and slander and any type of evil behavior that you are committing, you can get rid of very easily. And all you've got to do is say, Father, help me. All you've got to do is say, Father, you know my situation. Lord God, you know why I'm angry. You know why there's a rage in me. You know why I'm bitter. But the Lord would say to you, There is bitterness inside you, my child, because there is unforgiveness inside you. And when I say the word unforgiveness, you know exactly what I'm referring to. You don't have to search your heart, because it's there at the forefront of your mind. You know whom you have to forgive. You know what you have to do. You know what you need to do to get rid of this anger and this bitterness and this rage, this slanderous behavior. You know what you've got to do. And it's to do with forgiveness. That is the root. You can talk to any psychologist, any secular psychologist, and they will tell you that unforgiveness produces bitterness. That is the fruit of unforgiveness. Bitterness, anger, rage, harsh words. The Bible says the tongue is mightier than the sword. And it is because you are capable of harsh words. It is because you are capable of cutting someone down to size with mere words. Sometimes we are sarcastic towards someone, and that sarcasm hurts the other person. You know, my mother wouldn't mind me saying this. My mother had a power of sarcasm that was second to none. And when she was sarcastic, you couldn't say anything back. And it used to hurt so much. But I forgave her. My mum was a wonderful woman, and I forgave her. I once said to my mum when I was 25, I said, "Mum, do you love me?" And my mum said, "I don't know what love is." And that shocked me. And at her funeral, a few years ago, my uncle, her brother, stood up and spoke eloquently of my mother, and how she would feed the homeless, and how she would look after those who had nothing, and how she would just give and give and give of herself. And I realized that that was my mother. And although she didn't know what love was, she was radiating love throughout her life. Get rid of these bitterness feelings, these rageous feelings, this anger, these harsh words and slander. Now, in Jesus' name, just say with me this prayer. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry. Of all the things I've done wrong, I ask you now, Lord, to help me forgive and say the name of the person. Take away the anger and the bitterness and rage and the harsh words and the slander in my life, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.